my daughter and her husband were trying to adopt after quite a lot of years trying to conceive themselves, you know. They failed and they went into adoption. They were in the Reading area, and after about 2.5 years, they still hadn't got a social worker appointed to them. He's in the forces, so in the end, they went to the forces adoption service. All of a sudden, everything moved and went quickly. They seemed to be so much more efficient. They interviewed the whole of the families. They interviewed friends, relatives, people with the children that they've got. And it moved so quickly. They now are adopting 3 children from the Sunderland area. Now, I have to be honest and say that the Sunderland social workers had moved really fast. They have been absolutely brilliant. But the area seems to differ from one sort of county to another, really. And after all that time, they can get so frustrated waiting to try and get somewhere. They've already had a long wait, not been able to give birth to their own children. And at times, they just felt like giving up because it was like banging their head against a brick wall. And that I can understand why they then say, well, we won't bother. And when there's so many children that need to be adopted, as I say, they've adopted 3 children now, and by the 13th of November, they will be adopting these 3 children.
The problem is, Brian, I mean, and I understand exactly what you're saying, and what you're saying, of course, is right. There are hundreds of children out there that need adopting, and there are hundreds of very good parents out there who desperately want to adopt children. We accept that. But let's just turn this on its head. Let's try and see things from the local authority's perspective for just 1 minute. We all know how things are in this country now whenever anybody makes a mistake, whenever anything goes wrong. Yep. We all know what the front pages of the tabloid papers are like whenever a local authority makes a mistake. Can you imagine the uproar there would be if a case was kind of rushed through a little bit because the council were very sure that these parents were going to be great adoptive parents and it was all going to work well, and it turned out that they hadn't managed to do adequate checks on the parents, and as a result, the child was abused or something like that by the adoptive parents. Can you imagine the uproar and the amount of anger that would be targeted towards a local authority? They would be called irresponsible. Yeah. They're everything. So you can kind of see, when you look at it from that angle, why local authorities would rather be safe than sorry.
No, I agree totally with that. And as I say, the forces social worker has gone through very, very thoroughly. She's interviewed the whole of the families. She's gone through. What I'm really saying is that the council don't seem to have